if I speak in human languages, or even in those of angels, but do not have love, then I become a clanging gong, or else a clashing cymbal. And if I should have prophetic gifts, and know all mysteries, all knowledge too, have faith to move the mountains, but have no love, I'm nothing. If I give all my possessions to the poor, and for pride's sake my very body, but do not have love, it's useless to me. Love's great-hearted. Love is kind, knows no jealousy, makes no fuss, is not puffed up, no shameless ways, doesn't force its rightful claim, doesn't rage or bear a grudge, doesn't cheer at others' harm, rejoices rather in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, love hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but prophecies will be abolished, tongues will stop, and knowledge too be done away. We know, you see, in part. We prophesy in part, but with perfection the partial is abolished. As a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned like a child. When I grew up, I threw off childish ways. For at the moment, all that we can see are puzzling reflections in a mirror. Then face to face, I know in part for now, but then I'll know completely through and through, even as I'm completely known. So now, faith, hope, and love remain, these three, and of them, love is the greatest.